Health and Social Services agenda today. We have two bills coming before us. We have CSHCR1, Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and that's by Pete Peterson. Is someone here for that bill? Okay. All right, thanks. And we also have CHCR3, promoting the safety and protection of older Alaskans. Manus's office is present. They are. The first bill that we're going to take up today is the Pancreatic Bill. And who's going to present that for?
Mr. Brimmer.
Did you want to wait for you? Because I could make a few remarks if he's on his way.
He's supposed to be right behind me.
As far as the committee is concerned, we're doing quite well. We're going to have one last meeting on next Monday, and then we will shut down the Health and Social Service for the session. And we have a couple bills that will come before us on Monday. I don't remember what we have coming up Wednesday. We are not meeting Wednesday, that is right, because I'm going to go to the Medicaid Task Force final meeting, so there is no bill scheduled for Wednesday. So that's why Wednesday was supposed to be our last day, but now it will be Monday. All right. Your boss is on the way. I'll turn it over to you.
All right. My name is David Brummer. I am staff to Representative Peterson, and brought HCR1, which is establishing November 2011 as Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. This bill was come together by Representative Peterson and one of his constituents, Kimberly McFadden, whose father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer over the summer and recently passed away. And after her father was diagnosed with this disease.
Hey, Representative Peterson has joined us.
And Firmer's doing fine, though.
So after her father was diagnosed with his disease, she contacted our office to see if we could do something. And so with hopes that her father would not die in vain, came up with a resolution to raise awareness for pancreatic cancer. Basically, because currently pancreatic cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it only receives 2% of the National Cancer Institute's research budget. And so I think with raised awareness, you raise funding, early detection, better techniques, and hopefully raise the life expectancy of people afflicted with this disease and create just a general better sense of life for Alaskans and all Americans as well.
Okay, thank you.
Happy to answer any questions.
Representative, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Well, I'd just like to thank Representative Pete Peterson, District 19, Northeast Anchorage. I just wanted to thank the members of the committee and Madam Chairman for having this hearing today. It's unfortunate that some forms of cancer get more, I guess, well-known than others, and pancreatic cancer happens to be one of the more deadly forms that is not very widely known. And so there is a national plan to try to get more awareness to pancreatic cancer, and so they want several states to pass similar resolutions so that we can make this November National Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and that's why we're hoping to get this resolution passed this session. And I also wanted to say that Representative Thompson from Fairbanks was planning to come and speak here today, but he actually was called in to chair the House Judiciary Committee meeting at this time, and he's co-sponsored this resolution. His first wife actually was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and passed away a couple months later, and so he's hoping that this resolution will also pass.
All right, thank you. Senator Allen has the question or statement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a screening or a test for pancreatic cancer? Is there any way to diagnose this before it's a death sentence?
Through the chair, this is David Bremer, staff representative Peterson, Senator Ellis. That is one of the main causes of how deadly this disease is that early detection, there really isn't any. There's not really a known way until someone goes in and they actually do an invasive medical procedure at this point. And so the research into showing what the for early detection or early signs of this disease are basically none. And so trying to advance that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Do we have anybody sign up to testify to this piece of legislation? Don't have anything in front of me.
I believe just the written testimony from Kim McFadden.
And there's nobody on. Well, this piece of legislation is straightforward, and it's something that would be good if we could get it passed while we're here, because November comes before we come back again, so we do want to try to do what we can to pass this piece of legislation. What's the will of the committee on this bill? I see no reason to hold it, but if you have any suggestions or ideas on anything that need to be looked at or changed at this time, not the time to speak. Other than that, I'm going to ask that it be moved out of the committee. Yes.
Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move CS for House Concurrent Resolution number 1, HESS, version /M, to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and attach a zero fiscal note.
Okay, thank you. And this piece of legislation only has one committee referral, so we will
go to rules.
Go to rules from here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee.
And we'll call up members for our next bill coming before us. Promoting the safety and protection of older Alaskans. You state your name for the record and who you represent.
Kendra Kloster, staff to Representative Kathy Munoz. HCR 3, promoting the safety and protection of older Alaskans. This was brought to us by the Alaska Commission on Aging, and we've been working with them. A devastating problem of elder abuse has been on the rise, with 169% reported by the Adult Protection Services, and the Ombudsman's Office for Long-Term Care has reported a 200% increase on elder abuse. We feel it's very important to bring this issue to light and to make people aware of what's going on in the state. The most common allegations are self-neglect, abuse, financial exploitation, and neglect. We are encouraging a number of folks to get involved, and we've had support from the two offices that I mentioned here, and Denise Daniello is available here as well. There were two amendments that were adopted through input by some of the representatives. One of those was recognizes the family and community involvement. And then we also added the Centers for Independent Living, who are also wrote us after this was introduced, said that they do support the efficient and early intervention of these services. So we accommodated that and put in those two amendments. And I'm available for any questions.
Any questions from the members? None at this time, thanks. We'll just call up the one person that we have signed up to testify to this bill. Please state your name for the record, please.
My name is Denise Daniello, and I'm the Executive Director for the Alaska Commission on Aging. And I want to thank this committee for hearing this resolution today that speaks to the rise of elder abuse in our state. Data shows that approximately 1 in 10 older adults in our country is at risk for elder mistreatment. And that rate of abuse is rising in our state, as recognized by the number of reports to Adult Protective Services and the Office of Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Elder abuse can take many forms. It can be physical abuse, self-abuse, financial exploitation, abandonment, and self-neglect. And oftentimes, an older person is very reluctant to report that abuse to the authorities. Sometimes it's because it's that family member who may be causing the abuse. And also there is an element of embarrassment and shame, too, for reporting the abuse. Elders who are at risk for abuse also include people with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia, people with cognitive impairments, people who are bedridden, who cannot defend themselves. Many people who work with elders recognize that some people may not recognize the signs of abuse, and that's one of the purposes of this resolution, is to do a public awareness campaign so that people will become more able to recognize the signs of abuse, and also to know what to do with that, who they call, how to make a report. Oftentimes, a person may not recognize the signs of caregiver burnout, which can also lead to mistreatment. So sometimes a family member or another trusted individual may not get the respite that they need and may not willingly want to cause abuse, but that situation happens. The Alaska Commission on Aging recommends passage of this resolution to promote greater recognition and understanding of the signs of abuse and to encourage more coordination among first agency responders to work closer together to respond to abuse and also to coordinate data efforts. When an elder is abused and the people who come to that person's help are Adult Protective Services, the Office of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, the Office of Elder Fraud, and it's done at a cost to the state. But the cost is even more deeper for the individual who oftentimes it compromises their independence and their ability to feel comfortable, and it also compromises, or it can lead to feelings of depression and hopelessness as well. So we thank you for hearing this bill today, and ask you for your support.
Thank you very much. Any questions? I think this is a great piece of legislation, and I'm glad that it came forward to us. I was just reading some of the notes here, and it says that Alaska has the highest and the fastest growing population of the oldest old, and that's those are 85 and older. So we do have an older population, and it is a problem in the sense that a lot of these people depend on family members to care for them, and some are doing a very good job, but and even when they're needing help, they continue to try to do the work, and sometimes that leads to the abuse. You get burned out and need some assistance and can't. So the more we can make this awareness out there available to people so they have a better understanding of it. We say older Alaskans. I don't know if we are referring to anyone over 65, or are we talking about people that are even over 50, because we talk about age-wise over 50?
I believe it's 60 years and older.
60 and over.
Mm-hmm. However, there is a lot of abuse. It's Denise Daniello again with the Commission on Aging, directed towards vulnerable adults, people with developmental disabilities, right, other types of disabilities, brain injury as well. So I think at some point, you know, they would all, you know, we would need to expand the scope of the campaign to encompass other vulnerable individuals. Right now, this resolution focuses on older Alaskans age 60 years and older, but I think other people okay. too will benefit.
And this proclamation would be honored on November, in the month of November also. No?
November. Actually, that was a that was for
that
Family
was
Caregivers Month. Yeah.
What's the time for this one? It's just bringing out the recognition.
Right. So this
not having any time set aside.
So this encourages the department to promote more education, efforts at heightening the awareness among the public about the signs of abuse and what to do, and then also to help reduce the stigma of being abused as well as reporting the abuse. Sometimes individuals may suspect abuse and not report, thinking that it's none of their business to do so. This would encourage them to do that, as well as other things too in the bill of encouraging more collaboration between first responders.
All right, thank you. And this is the only committee of referral for this piece of legislation also. Yes, I'm sorry.
May I speak to the sponsor again? Is there anyone else to testify?
No, I don't have names of anyone else.
Thanks for joining us again. I was just curious. I don't see any letters from AARP, or they're not online to testify. Do they not support this?
Senator Meyer, through the chair, we did let Marie Darlin know with AARP. I just think that there was some maybe miscommunication on the time.
Have they been, Madam Chair?
I didn't hear what you said.
May I continue?
Yes, yeah, you may.
Okay, thank you. Have they been testifying in other communities?
Yes, in the other body in the House Health and Social Services. Thank you.
The reason why I asked is that I would have thought something like this that they would be all over. So, and I don't know. I may have to declare a conflict.
You don't have to declare a conflict. If that's the case, I'm in trouble. And you don't have to declare it. Are there any other comments to be made? I was just going through the package, and I really don't see it happened so fast. Maybe people just didn't get the notices that this bill was going to come up this quick on this side, but I don't even see in the package where they testified on the House side. AARP, they usually have somebody representing them, did they? I'm sure they did. I thought I said what I would see it in the package. It doesn't say that in the package. So we're glad that they did. What is the wishes of the committee on this particular piece of legislation?
I'm sure.
Yep.
I move CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 3 has amended. and ask for individual recommendations and attest a zero physical note.
Here, no objection, then.
And request that Senator Meyer be required to.
Request something.
I have to do it.
All right, that's the last business that we have, but there's a couple of names that I want to mention today. We're not going to meet again until next Wednesday, and I want to thank the people that spent...
Monday or Wednesday?
Until the next Monday, rather. We're not meeting Wednesday, and we'll have our last meeting on Monday. And I want to recognize Catherine Ellis and Ryan Wilson for the good work that they've been doing for this committee over the last 75 days or so. And maybe we'll come up with something to recognize you once more time at the close of the meeting. But I just wanted to say you've done a fine job, and we appreciate that. Is there any other business to come before us? Here or none, I'd like to adjourn at this time.